This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The man trying to bring artificial pork, plant-based pork, to the biggest pork-consuming nation of the world says it isn't just about the food. I'll talk about it after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-done. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
In the months ahead, you may be hearing more about something called OmniPork, a plant-based pork alternative, being brought to the market especially in Asia by David Young. He is an investor in California-based Beyond Meat, and he's the founder of Green Common, a vegetarian grocery store and casual dining chain in Hong Kong. When Young started bringing plant-based burgers and other meatless products to Hong Kong and saw the sales grow fourfold in just 1 year, he said it made him realize that what was really missing was a plant-based pork offering. Well, his company is in the process of seeking approval from Chinese regulators so they can enter mainland China. They hope to have approval by the end of this year to market OmniPork in mainland China, the world's leading consumer of pork. Feedstuffs magazine reports that over the last 35 to 40 years, the Chinese consumption of pork has increased sevenfold, and it's projected that some 125 million pigs will be needed by the year 2025 to meet China's growing demand for pork. Young hopes that his recent efforts and the efforts of the Chinese government will come together. The Chinese have been trying to cut meat consumption in half in order to save the planet. And Mr. Young hopes that will work in his favor. OmniPork is based on a proprietary blend of plant-based protein from peas, non-genetically modified soybeans, shiitake mushrooms, and rice. And the product is said to be cholesterol-free, antibiotic-free, hormone-free, 71% lower in saturated fat, 62% lower in calories than real pork, according to Mr. David Young. I'll be back after this.